Chapter 33, Nehemiah. We now want to tell you about another of the leaders of the people who came back from Babylon to the city of Jerusalem. His name was Nehemiah. He lived in the palace of the king of Persia and was one of the king's servants. He used to hold the king's cup and give him wine in it to drink. This was a great honor in those days, to be so near to the king and to speak with him when he refreshed himself with wine. Now one day Nehemiah was very sad, and the king asked him what was the matter, for he could see his face was full of sorrow. So Nehemiah told the king that he had heard that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down, and the gates were burnt with fire. Was not this enough to make him sad? So the king asked him what he would like to do. This made Nehemiah pray to God that the king might be willing to let him go to Jerusalem to build up the city again. Then the king was pleased to send Nehemiah for as long a time as he wanted. The king also sent letters to the keeper of his forest to give Nehemiah as much wood as he needed for building. He came to Jerusalem, and after he had been there 3 days, he got up in the night and rode all around the city walls to see for himself how much they were broken down. He found it was all too true that he had heard about the walls being broken down and the gates burned up. Then he called the priests and the rulers of the Jews together and told them he had come to build up the walls again and all that the king had said. So they all promised to help him with the work of building. Then Nehemiah arranged all the men to work under the priests and rulers, some working at one part of the walls, and some at another part. Also, some mended the gates, and others built the walls. But the enemies of the Jews mocked them and tried to stop them in the work. This made Nehemiah and the people pray to their God to help them, and the people worked hard to finish the wall. Some held their swords and spears ready in case their enemies came to stop them. After 52 days, the wall was finished and all built up again. Then all the people gathered together in the street, and they made a wooden pulpit so that Ezra the scribe could read to them out of the book of the law of Moses. This made the people weep and mourn, because the reading of the law showed them what great sinners they were. But Nehemiah and Ezra told them not to weep, because the Lord had been good to them and would be merciful to those who confessed their sins. They kept a feast 7 days, reading in the Word of God day after day. Then the Levites stood up and told the people all that God had done for them and for their fathers, although they had been so wicked. So the people made a covenant that they would walk in obedience to God and His word. You will see what a great help Nehemiah was made to build up the walls of Jerusalem again and to bring the people from many wrong things to seek to obey God in all things. He then returned to the king of Persia when his time was up, but he came back again afterwards and put many more things right, because he was a man who feared the God of Israel. Now if you find the book of Nehemiah, you will be able to read all about the good man.